Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store.
You have to want to be there for your people.
Put it right now.
Okay, yo, this is a podcast going on, you know what I'm saying?
Done here doing my favorite thing on a Sunday afternoon. You're listening to the American Freedom and God Podcast, presented by JPF and Associates and the JohnPFox.com training portal and classroom, where we share commentary, wisdom, and counsel. This is a weekly podcast show. Thank you for tuning in. All right. That's right. Forget the hype. Look at opposite direction. You know, when things get hyped up in this world, instead of running to it, we should probably look in the opposite direction. Been learning that as we go. When media hypes up the people about any event, you want to look the other way. Don't run to it. I'm gonna tell you, I'll explain a little bit more about that. I got to let you know what sound bites we got, though. So, first of all, I brought in with me today a hope message, because after all, this is the American Freedom and God Podcast. When we talk about daily issues, we talk about politics, hey, Debbie.
Hi, John.
We talk about these things. Sometimes we get a little anxious inside, you know, nerves, worries. You know, the whole idea is to bring, along with what's happening currently in the current issues, is to bring hope. And so we are into the Holy Bible on this podcast. If that's not you, you might be in the wrong place. But I can tell you this, if you're on the fence, you want to listen in. We don't preach from the Bible or anything, but I like to bring a hope message. So it goes into a little bit of it. That's with Dr. David Jeremiah from davidjeremiah.org. You can go there and listen to any of his archives or his current, you know, show of the day. Dr. Eric Berg is going to be on for a few minutes talking about in our health segment, talking about collagen. We have a tip about collagen, and it's a way to get amazing nails, hair, and skin. Speaking of which, what's going on with this monitor over here, Debbie? How'd that happen? I don't know. So Dr. Eric Berg for our health segment. We usually do that towards the end of the show, guys. But I'm going to open up the way I always do, with a little bit of some monologue, some reading along, and some points to be made. And I thought, what a good idea. We could talk about what just happened the other day. There was a solar eclipse. Now, depending on where you live in the United States, you may or may not see the solar eclipse, but you can zoom out and kind of look at the map and kind of see the line where it's going to be. And did you know this time when people did that, it got hyped up more than any, I think, ever before in history. There might have been a time or two back in the early 1900s where it became a big deal and everybody wanted to be there, but just in the last decade, we've had a couple of solar eclipses where I lived, and, you know, it was like, cool, you know, check it out. And then kept continuing doing what I'm doing. I didn't go fly somewhere. I didn't go get a hotel. I didn't, you know, look forward to it. None of those things happened to me. It was just like, oh, cool, it's getting dark. Anyway, you would look through these special lenses, you can actually get a better clear view of it. Otherwise, it can hurt your eyes, right? But it was no big deal. This time, they made it such a big deal that you gotta wonder, is there something else going on that they didn't want you to look at? while everyone flocks to the cliffs.
Excellent point.
We're going to look at that opinion first off, I did a little search on Google, and the whole question was, why so much hype over the eclipse? Now, I'm not here to talk down the solar eclipse, because actually, my favorite science is astronomy. I'm always looking into the stars. I have a great desire to learn as much as I can about what God has created. And I also wrote a kid's book. It's like a booklet. You know, it's not like a 300-page book, but it's about half of that. And it's fully illustrated. And it's the name of the book is That Awesome Place Called Space, Your Illustrated Guide to What's Beyond the Sky. And I suppose if I were to run, say, a campaign or something, I would sell more of them. But it does trickle off the shelf by chance, because I didn't really run any ads. You know, I put a bunch of kids' books up, didn't really run any ads. It was one of those experiments I was doing, and I didn't put any fuel there. You didn't have a lot of fuel to put there, first of all. So I wanted to see what would happen if I put one out. It sells, to the tune of one or two a month, just by chance. And look at that, you know. Awesome Place Called Space. It's always been on my mind, you know, things that we learned in astronomy class and the stars, planets, and nebulae. But when this eclipse comes around, I'm like, whatever. So we're listening to a podcast yesterday, and it was by Steve Bannon in the War Room. And he's got a guest on who's a scientist. No, it was Glenn Beck, sorry. Glenn Beck's got a scientist guest on, and I'm not sure what the guy's name was, because when I tuned in, he was already talking. And Glenn's like, so I'm hearing about all about this eclipse and all this money that's being made in these towns where this thing's going. So what can the people expect? He's asking the scientists, what are the people going to expect in this eclipse? Yeah. What is the big hype all about? And the scientist is like, well, here's what's going to happen. The moon's going to come around, governed by the laws of physics, of course, and it's going to come around the Earth. And this time, it's going to kind of be in front of the sun a little bit as it goes around. And in the middle of the day, for about 4 minutes, it's going to get a little dark. Mm-hmm. And then he just shut up.
And that's it.
Glenn's like, so what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And he's like, I just told you. That's all that's going to happen. So it was very funny. It was like derogatory funny. It was just like sarcastically funny. But I went ahead and ran that search. So why so much hype over the eclipse? And I went ahead and started with some of the results on the page. I'm at the Washington Post. Returning to Ulster. So this is an editor talking here in an article. I guess the name is Bina Vakataraman. Vakataraman, I hope I said that right. Yeah. Returning to Ulster, my hometown of 27,000 people in northeastern Ohio, is usually an occasion not to worry about street parking or dinner reservations, but on April 8th, thanks to the region's position in the path of the total solar eclipse, I'll be among throngs of, I don't know what throngs is supposed to mean, of out-of-towners doing funky glasses to watch the sun disappear behind the moon's shadow and experience eerie darkness at 3:15 in the afternoon. You know, some writers, they just got to have all these funky words in order to call himself a writer. I mean, it's highly unnecessary if you ask me, but whatever. So back to what we were saying here. So the darkness at 3:15 in the afternoon for the small towns from Texas to Maine in the path of the totality. Next week's celestial event will be their moment in the sun. Well, also out of it. I guess there's a period there. Forgive me for when I read out loud, I'm a little challenged. This is just how it is. One Texas judge has already declared a state of an emergency in anticipation of the Bell County's population of about 400,000 doubling or tripling in the days leading up to the eclipse. So he's already declared a state of emergency. There's way too many people for this town. There are three school districts in the county have called off classes for the day, and if past is precedent, it's not just humans who will be behaving strangely. Telling the Post by Carolyn Johnson, we could see swarms of fireflies alighting during the day. We could see giraffes spontaneously galloping around their zoo exhibits. Okay, hold on a second. Fireflies, that's significant because you'll see them because it'll darken for 4 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. But fireflies don't come out during the day.
No.
And they're not going to come out just because it darkened for 4 minutes. They're probably going to be just as skeptical as anybody else why it's getting dark. They're going to stay put. That's my take on it. And giraffes, they gallop around to the slightest incoming storm or slightest cloudy day anyways. That's just what giraffes do. Or cows.
Do they?
Or, you know, anything else in the freaking field. Yeah, so that was Washington Post answer to my question, why so much hype? Let's go ahead to this forum. Here's another result from the question on Google. And I don't always use Google, guys, but when I do this podcast, we need to go with the biggest name in search results and search engines. And that's because we are constantly talking about current issues in politics and everyday life. And one of the biggest suppressors of speech out there in tech is Google. They have the most reliable servers in the world. They have the most traffic. They have the most of usage, so users. And, you know, people flock. So people are flocking. We got to use what they're flocking to. So I'm watching Eclipse Madness. People are driving, flying, renting, lodging, etc. For this, I just don't get it. They're estimating $1.5 billion generated from this event. Ah, you just hit on something. An estimation of $1.5 billion generated to the businesses in the area just on this event. Okay, so that could be the reason. Build or fabricate it and they will come, another guy says. Soon, oh, Biden. So you know what that means. We'll have a mandatory vax for this. You watch, be patient. Mandatory vax for this one. We sold out at the resort a year ago. 4-day minimum stay. Non-refundable full payment and a reservation time. Special prices and the rest. See, they're trying to do an ad there. When this happened 4 to 5 years ago and we were in the totality direct path of this unbelievable, how many people, it was unbelievable how many people flocked to this place. Hundreds of thousands of people were here. It was a freaking madness around here for almost 2 weeks. All right, so that's enough reading on that. But I wanted to point out that what they're saying in search results is that it's so fascinating and all this money is going to get made and that's the reason for all the hype. But I'm going to tell you something. There's other reasons
Absolutely.
That this was hyped up. Starts with the media, right? Mm-hmm. And who's the media? The media is a Democratic arm of the Democratic Party. And the Democrats are getting harder and harder to want to do business with. I'm telling you, it's to want to vote for. I meant to say it that way, but doing business with kind of the same thing. They're getting harder and harder for people to want to vote for. And so they have over the, you know, decades now have utilized media as part of everything that they do. And they don't want you to see, when they don't want you to see something, they plan a huge event. Solar eclipse just happened to fall in their lap this time. They didn't have to plan this one, but they did plan because they knew it was coming, right? This isn't a celestial event that you can predict in advance because the way it works, the laws of physics and science itself, you can see what's about to happen.
Yes.
Just like the equinox when it comes around, just like the full moons when they come around. You always know when it's going to happen. Well, they saw this eclipse coming and then while this was happening, other things that they didn't want you to know about, like what they're rushing to go do at the White House, what they're rushing to go do at the DOJ, what they're rushing to go do at the FBI, the things they're trying to hurry up and do that you won't realize. Congress passing a bill they don't want you to know about, just things like that. And to this particular event, I don't have specifics, but I do know that when they hype stuff up, keep in mind, there's always a secondary reason, mm-hmm. or if the primary reason, if you ask me, but there's always this other thing they don't want you to see. Like, if they're getting ready to pass a bill in Congress, they don't want you to know a dang thing about, they'll do it at 3 o'clock in the morning while you're asleep. And the next day, they'll hype up the UFOs that were spotted.
Right.
So that you won't be watching the news about what they just passed in that bill. And this is how they work, guys. Would you say that it's brilliant to do that?
It's trickery, but we fell for it. We fell for it for a long time.
Another form of trickery we'll hit on today with soundbite from Dan Bongino. They're saying that Donald Trump is a dictator. Mm. He's a dictator. And why would they say that about Donald Trump?
I've heard he was orange,
too. Orange man dictation. Bad. They say what it is they do. So in order to do the trickery here, all right, Joe Biden is saying that he's going to cancel debt for student loans and that the Supreme Court says, oh, no, no, we can't be doing that. And they knocked it down. He comes back to the podium and he says, well, the Supreme Court blocked us, but guess what? We're going to do it anyway. There's always a workaround. We're going to find another way. We're still going to do it. We're not going to let that stop us. And we are going to cancel debt. And according to Dan Bongino, you can't cancel debt. It's impossible. Something has to pay that debt. It can't just be canceled. And yet he's standing there at the podium telling everybody, your debt will be canceled. You know who's going to pay the debt? We're going to let Dan talk about that. But so he's up there doing that. And ultimately, when you look at what he just did, it's the workings of a dictator. I'm going to do this, and right. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do it for you.
Right.
We're trying to buy votes, right?
No, so he's not.
He's basically dictating what's going to happen with monies that needs to just, you know, be dealt with normally. And he's only doing it because he's trying to gain something else, right?
Votes.
But now that he's dictating these things, they have to come on to the news and say Trump is a dictator. Mm-hmm. They have to say the trickery. See what they did there?
Yes.
The trickery is whatever it is you're doing, then just take out Biden and insert Trump.
Project it towards your opponent.
And make sure the media tells everybody that it's Trump is a dictator, right. Even though you're standing there dictating as they do it. That's the trickery there. So we wanted to point that out. When there's a big, huge event, or if you get told all of a sudden everybody there's a new UFO to watch a video, the government's releasing it, there's a reason they're doing that, because they've known all along about what they know. Sure. But there's a reason they're doing it. This is other hidden things going on. Don't look here, look here. Mm-hmm. So I know you're not hearing that for the first time, but I just wanted to point out that this was a huge, huge hype over a celestial event that we're all familiar with. And there's really not much to see. What do you do? You stand there in a group of millions of people and just stare.
Well, you know what I did find interesting?
What'd you find?
How much spraying was going on in the skies.
Oh, yeah.
Those big lines.
Chemtrails.
Those big lines. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you look.
And they were posting on Facebook. There were like all these posts of these chemtrails.
I mean, I saw started the night before, the day of. I mean, everybody was posting that. And I'm thinking, that's an unusual thing.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting is the solar eclipse is up there.
Right.
And everybody's going to be looking for that.
Right.
And at the same time, they're doing these chemtrails for everybody to see. What's right. going on there?
Exactly. Like, what's in them?
I get the feeling there's like this, you know, you watch the Austin Powers movies and stuff. Dr. Evil is, I'm going to shoot a laser at the moon if you don't pay me $1 billion. So you get the feeling that there's somebody hidden somewhere in Antarctica or something underground dwelling and a bunker, if you will. And he's down there going, and we're going to do this when the solar eclipse comes and everybody's going to see this instead of this.
Right.
I wonder what those chemtrails are spewing.
That's what, I had that thought this morning because it didn't even hit me. Like, what did they spray on everybody?
And why was there so many?
Everybody was outside looking at that.
There was like thousands of them. I mean, because all the posts from Facebook. They were everywhere.
Had it. Yeah.
Everybody had it. I wonder what's going
on. I mean, there was no denying something was going on.
And there's no denying it. This is a mystery, and we're talking about it today.
Right.
maybe soon, guys, in a day or two, we'll start to get some answers from some of the great scholars out there, the white hats that read into this stuff.
Yeah.
We'll probably get some good answers from them. And you know what? They call it a conspiracy theory for you to do that, to become a white hat, to look for answers. But, you know, here's what it is. A conspiracy takes, two or more to get together and plan something and conspire to do something. And as soon as, like, the 5 o'clock bell rings, that's when we do it. Okay, so that's a conspiracy. A theory is an educated guess. So you're looking out in the stars and you're seeing Betelgeuse is starting to change colors. Mm-hmm. And in your educated theory, mm-hmm. you're saying Betelgeuse is probably going to brighten back up after it's done having its little spat. Mm-hmm. So that's your theory. And you can base that on a lot of other scientific information and you can put that out there, but it's still a theory, right?
Yes.
It's called an educated guess. So what we're having here, guys, is the two or more white hats getting together, talking about what they think's going on with the hype of the solar eclipse. And then we have the media or the left saying, those darn conspiracy theorists, whatever.
You know what I find interesting? Anytime that you think or question the spoon-fed narrative that's being force-fed down your throat, you're labeled that.
Or racist, you know.
Well, that too.
They cannot stop saying the word racist. It just,
actually repulsive now, the way they flip it into every situation.
If you've ever tried to save an animal that got attacked by a pit bull, which I have in the past, way in the past. I used to live in Oklahoma years ago when I was in my 20s. I was trying to get this pit bull to let go of this other innocent dog, and he had locked jaws on this thing. Blood everywhere. I'm like, this has got to stop. So I had to grab a wedge and stick it inside his mouth and start jamming it down on his tongue and grabbing up on his upper mandible there until he freaking let go, and he finally did. And that was it. The other dog ran off bleeding and went on his way. And I felt really bad, but I also felt good because I made the pit bull stop. Pit bull didn't attack me because it was my dog.
Oh.
So he wasn't, he didn't attack people, just other animals. You know, I had to keep him on a chain until I got rid of him. But that was a reality. I had to put a wedge in there to get him to unlock. That's their wedge. The word racist or racism or the Republicans are racist. That's their wedge. It's how they divide people. So even though we can lock arms and lock together as a people, they come along with their media and jam a wedge in there to unlock your jaws, from liking each other.
That's exactly what they do.
Exactly what they do. That's their main go-to. Racist.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because once you see the pattern of how they inject that, or they get into trouble and they throw that out.
You start to see it.
Which, I don't really think that's really what it is. We're all one. We're all human. We're way past that, aren't we?
When you walk around amongst the people, and I've had some journalists or reporters, investigative reporters, say this. When you walk around amongst the people, you learn that the racism that the media is talking about really doesn't exist.
Exactly.
That they all get along and they like being with each other and they like America. They like their country.
Right.
And they don't mind that you're different. It's just, the media wants you to believe it's their wedge.
They
stick it through in your locked arms and try to unlock you.
Good analogy.
That's what we're here for. I got a few headlines to read to you from Judicial Watch, guys. JudicialWatch.org. You can donate to Judicial Watch. They will be constantly, filing lawsuits against government or government watchdog against government agencies that are violating constitutional laws and are stepping on the toes of the American people. And they will constantly throw flags and file suits. So recently they sent me an email and I just want to share a little bit of it. This is what Judicial Watch is currently up to. I think it's the 10th today. Yeah, so April 10th. This is what they're currently up to right now. Judicial Watch sues the Justice Department for transcripts of Biden's special counsel interviews. So they really want to get the audios, they want the DOJ to release audios of the interview from, I think it was Robert Hur, as he was part of the special counsel, and he was interviewing, from Congress, and he was interviewing Joe Biden. And he ultimately came out and said, well, you know what we have here? We have a tired old man who's incompetent to stand trial for anything. So we're going to leave it at that. And Judicial Watch sues.
Let him run the free country, the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, let him run the country. Yeah, right. Good point. So they don't want to let him have the audio. They refuse to give him the audio. And it's always the same answer. Christopher Wray never answers any questions other than this. I'm not going to speak to that. Obviously there's, ongoing investigation.
Ongoing investigation, right.
See, he's never given a real answer to anything. That's all he ever says. It's almost, it's worse than a bot. But Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit at the U.S. District of Columbia, so D.C., after the Department of Justice failed to respond to a February 8th, 2024 file request for Freedom of Information Act request for all transcripts, audio recordings, and video recordings of all interviews of the President Biden conducted during the course of the investigation led by Special Counsel Robert Hur. If you want to read more, just go to judicialwatch.com, guys, and the whole story is there, and it's just legitimate receipts of what's happening. It's not a bunch of conspiracy theories. It's not just a bunch of words thrown out by the Republicans. So,
look at the last one.
The last one, Farrell. Biden's been stealing documents for decades and won't face justice.
Decades.
Dang it now. damn it, Jim.
Hire a career politician. They always do you right.
Judicial Watch Director of Investigations and Research, Chris Farrell. Biden gets a pass because he's sitting in his interview making car noises like a 7-year old boy playing. Probably fart noises or something. If it's a 7-year old boy, you know, who knows, right? Adolescent humor.
Isn't this crazy? I mean, this is really happening.
I'm not trying to put them in, Dan. It's just, that was, okay. I'll even edit that out. Her testimony devastates Biden. Source, Judicial Watch. So the her testimony devastates Biden is the headline. I'm not sure what story this is other than the one we just read, but Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, the transcripts of the special counsel Hur have been released, thanks in part to Judicial Watch. Okay, so that's a little win right there. He's got the transcripts. They still want that audio. So they confirmed Joe Biden lying about what went on.
Confirmed Joe Biden was lying.
I mean, that's all you really got to say. I mean, no, actually, if you're going to bring receipts, you want to read the whole article. What did they confirm he was lying about? He was lying about documents. He was lying about a book that he wrote with a ghostwriter. He was lying about this. He was lying about that. The man lies about everything. There's not an honest bone in his body. Even when he tells you, I'm a devout Catholic.
Oh,
and then he's up there saying, you know, Christian nationals are ruining this country and destroying our democracy.
How would he make it Transgender Day on Easter Sunday
if he's such a devout Catholic?
Come
him
on.
And Nancy Pelosi both were Catholics.
Yeah.
If you can't see through this yet, please just take the thingy off your eyes and take a look. All right. Well, I think I'm about there on this opening monologue. I always like to check in, guys, if it's not too annoying. And I'm about to segue over into our first soundbite after going over just a few Judicial Watch headlines. I thought it would be something to do here. And you know that the DOJ will not turn over Biden's recorded interview is what we just talked about. And it's showing Merrick Garland standing at the podium, Joe Biden on one side, Obama on the other side, just a clap in your hands staring at Merrick Garland. And what I see in this image, guys, is with all the invasions coming over, you know, every kind of nationality in the world just being sent in, being flown in, and walking in caravans into the United States. And that man at the podium could stop it if he wanted to, because he's the chief in charge of that border.
Obviously, they don't want to.
And they're both clapping away. Yeah, they destroy America. Destroying America. We love you.
Fly them in at night.
Actually, this guy right here on the right. Now, if you're watching the Diddle Cam Guys in American Freedom and God podcast, you can always get a little bit of visual aid of what we're talking about. But the show is primarily about the MP3. But right now, I'm circling my mouse around the man on the right. It's Obama. It starts, I think, with him. Maybe before, but I'm just saying. We've really started seeing major issues with the market crash, with everything, with this man in office.
It accelerated, for sure.
He's really wanting to destroy America. He's wanting to bring in people. He's wanting to do all this. And then when he says his speech, it's like, well, we have a sovereign border. We can't be letting people in at the hundreds of thousands like that. We need to make sure this border stays secure. You know, you have that speech, but you also have what he's actually doing.
And the whole racist thing.
He's applauding it.
With him, yeah.
And, you know, I would be challenged by the left, they would play that speech and say, this is what Obama feels about immigration and people at the border. I'd say, that's what he's saying in a speech to the American people, but that's not how he feels about it.
Well,
we have too much evidence that says otherwise.
Right, so, but think about it. Most of the government works like that. They get up
they
and
all
tell
work
you,
like
blah,
that.
Blah, 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 and then they go behind the closed door and do the absolute opposite.
And not just in the White House, but particularly in Congress.
All
the
of
House
it.
Of Representatives and the Senators,
exactly.
They all do it.
All of it.
You know.
That's business as usual.
We have some, though. We have some ones that will definitely, like when Marjorie Taylor Greene went to her district, that is her constituents that hired or voted her in, when she went there last night to do a town hall, she is an exception.
Yes.
She even said, I won't be bought. I don't kowtow to lobbyists. I don't listen to donors. I don't listen to any of them. I work for you people. And she goes back to the Congress and keeps her word. So
I hope she inspires more people to have that ethic.
Because there's not enough of her in our Congress.
That's our problem.
That stick to their constituents and what they want. We just don't have enough. It's been overrode by some unseen force.
Exactly.
You could call it deep state. You call it things if you want, but it's an unseen force and it's overrun the honesty of right. each and every man and woman in that Congress almost. There's those few like Marjorie and Rand Paul's and, right. you know, Holloway, Josh Holloway. There's the few that I think are, they care more about what their job is than being lobbied or bought. And then there's the ones that are a little bit of both, you know? So I will do what's best for the people, well, but I will also take this money.
Remember that guy we were listening to last night who said, mm-hmm. I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, mm-hmm. where he said, in order to be successful in either party, here's the unseen thing. You have to do what the party says, regardless mm-hmm. if it's ethical or you mm-hmm. feel it's right. So in order to be a successful Democrat or Republican for that mm-hmm. matter, and they say this, you have to stick by that
stick
party,
by that.
Even though it makes no sense.
But wait a minute. I'm the one that got voted in. You got voted in because we selected you.
but you're part of us now, so you have to do what we say or you're out.
So Carrie Lake, who really won the election in Arizona for governor, the way they managed to pull off that steal is just so obvious.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now, though, right? Because you have so much power as the people. And that's,
well, you know, the first red flag was the woman that you're running against is counting the votes.
Exactly. And
hello?
Obstructing things.
Right. You know, hello?
And nobody got her in trouble for that. Oh. So you can see that and say, this is obvious. But Carrie Lake also was approached by one of these, you know, what's your price?
Oh, yeah.
And they got that captured on audio.
Have you
and
ever
so they
that
played that. I haven't played it on this podcast,
oh, you should.
But it's been in the news and for a while there. You know, it showed up everywhere except on the mainstream media.
Right,
of course.
Except there, yeah.
They tried to tell her whatever your price is, and then the guy later resigned because the audio got out.
Right.
So, what is not obvious, people? What is there not to see here? If everything that the right is saying is so wrong, all you have to do is learn how to see it. I think, you know, it's really that easy. We got to move on. Soundbite number one coming up with Steve Bannon and the Steve Bannon Show. Now, what I wanted to play here, and the reason I'm playing this soundbite is because I play a little bit at the opening of the show, too, is there is this way of thinking that the left has had since Obama and before, and they will thumb nose at congressional subpoenas and not show up. They will not get in trouble for it. But the other side, there's a two-tier justice system. If the other side does that, like Peter Navarro, they do get in trouble for it. So they will do all that and get away with it every time. And I wanted to play this so that you could hear what it sounds like. And then we'll get the little short from Steve Bannon afterwards, which I'll have to, you know, kind of move the slider around. Let's hope this is still queued up, too. Let's do this.
Let's see it.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, no, I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
President Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
They go low, we kick them.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Okay, and the guy that said, we need to put a bullet in Donald Trump was Barack Obama.
Really?
Yes. And the guy that said, when they go low, you kick them, was senior advisor of Barack Obama. I forget the name. It's an easy name. It's slipping my mind. He's also the one that defied a subpoena, congressional subpoena, and never got in trouble for it.
You know, it's so obvious when you put that little group of clips together. They are seeding public consciousness with those thoughts back then.
I know. Unfortunately, it's really sad. I am going to try to get to a cue point here, guys, for you that I want to hear what Steve's saying.
The violence of the Democratic Party and how they're off the chain. Yesterday in a federal court in Washington, D.C., a 71-year-old great-grandmother was found guilty of four misdemeanors, including parading on the Capitol grounds. For that, she's going to be sentenced right now in mid-August up to 3 years in a federal prison and a $250,000 fine. That great-grandmother from Colorado Springs or near Colorado Springs, Colorado, joins us now, Rebecca Lovrens. Thank you so much. Walk me through why, what did you do? This is what I'm very confused about because I've read everything about it, all the court. What did you actually do? What are you actually charged with? These misdemeanors, they don't, what did you do? What are you charged with?
Well, I'm charged with entering and remaining in a restricted building, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building, disorderly and disrupted conduct in a Capitol building, and picketing and parading and demonstrating in a restricted building.
And that interview goes on. She explains it all that, that the disruptive conduct that that grandmother, she's a great grandmother. She's like 84. The disruptive conduct that she was doing was praying.
Exactly.
And so there's a reason they're going after little old her. She's
with
hard.
The fear
she
of
was
God
hard.
And everybody
first
so
of all,
they won't do it.
First of all, yeah, you're trespassing. But the police, the Capitol Police are standing right there with their backs against the doors. Inviting you in.
Yeah.
That's that in and of itself is unconstitutional and unlawful. You're either trespassing or you're not, or you're being invited in. Okay. So there's that. And then she goes in and starts to pray because she went on to tell Steve this. She felt in her heart when she heard that they were going to be marching there for a peaceful protest, she felt in her heart from God to go there and pray. Mm-hmm. And that whatever it is that happens, happens, but at least go there and pray. And that's all she was trying to do.
Right.
And she went by herself.
But, you know, it's what's unusual is that they had a full Hollywood camera crew all throughout that building.
Imagine that.
Making
A movie
that actually looked like a Hollywood action film. Okay, so
I wonder what's going on there.
Hmm.
And, you know, and the reason they chose her, and I mean all of them. I'm talking the media, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA. They did this because they want you, the ordinary person, to be frightened.
Yes,
to have anything just to say, to pray in public, any of it. They want you to be frightened to do it.
To question these people.
Or to question these people.
To stand up to these people.
Because it wasn't the Antifa types that dressed in MAGA outfits. Then when they were done doing the deeds, you know.
Well, yeah, when they broke in the door.
They got out of there. But,
right.
You know, somebody saw them. It was on Steve Dorsey's movie. He has a movie out called Capital Punishment. Steve has a clip in there where they were captured putting on the MAGA outfits, the Antifa ones that came there to do that, to stir things up. And they're the ones that started stirring it all up. So
those big buses.
I'm not saying that there's nobody on the Trump side that did anything that didn't, you know, do something wrong. I'm not saying that. If you did wrong, you ought to own up to it. But
right.
I am saying that they were instigated. They came out there loving to see each other, singing Kumbaya. We got to get this ironed out. We know Trump had all the votes. We know.
This is
stupid. Oh, a water pipe broke. Oh, it takes six more days while we wait for new ballots to come in on trucks. Okay, now Joe Biden wins. Okay, yeah, they knew something went wrong there.
Of course
they did. But what they're doing to fight back about this, the left, is if you dare think of it that way, I'll incarcerate you. Mm-hmm. It's almost what they're saying. Almost.
But they did.
Well, they did that to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I feel right in here for them, and I pray for them that they will get an honorable discharge from their situation. Honorable, with medals.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, when
they should.
When a sensible leader takes back the reins, that they be pardoned, is what I'm kind of trying to say.
Well, it always takes patriots with a pure heart that paved the way for the for the goodness.
Because we've seen in the 2020 riots, we've seen what people will do to buildings, to doors, to police stations, to any of
peaceful.
It.
That was peaceful. Remember? That was perfectly
no, they said it was
okay
peaceful.
And peaceful.
No, they don't have no problem with death and destruction.
They
when
burned
they're
down the police station. Where was that? Seattle?
And what bothers me is that's funded. It's funded, just like the invasions, United States. It's all funded.
The mysterious pallets of bricks that would show up on every corner.
None of this just happens by chance, guys. None of it does. Dan Bongino is pointing out what I was talking about earlier, the trickery of the left and how they can just take the word dictator, remove Biden, who is demonstrating dictations, and insert Trump. That's the trick. So I don't know exactly where I queued it up, guys. Apologize in advance if it doesn't hit exactly on that, just as Bannon didn't really say anything about the cold opening that was played just before he started talking. I think I fast-forwarded a little too far, but he did mention it in about 8 words what he thought about that. And so I kind of said it too. So let's just listen to what Dan's talking about.
If you were talking in his words, do you notice how they hijacked the language? If you were taking Joe Biden's words, canceling debt and using them, you are not a journalist. Just admit you're an opinion person. And by the way, that goes for conservative cable news as well. Nobody should be talking about debt cancellation because there's no such thing. That's a Biden term. Why? Because a focus group told Joe Biden to say that. Because stupid people will believe it. Oh, my debt is canceled. Your debt is not canceled. We have to pay to send you to school while we paid our own student loans. The first question you should be asking these canoe liberal friends of yours is, do I get a refund then? I paid off. I want to, folks, if you're citing your education, you're probably a loser. I'm asking for a chatsters. Can I have a dispensation just for a second on this one? Because I promise there's a point. This is not said to pretend I'm smarter than you, because I'm not. I went to high school. I went to college, and I went to graduate school twice. Okay, my high school was a private high school, cost a decent amount of money back then, Archbishop Molloy. I then went to Queens College, City University of New York, Queens College. I graduated there. I then went to City University of New York and did a graduate degree. I then went to Penn State, which was really expensive, where I did an MBA. It cost a lot of money, cost me a lot of time. Are you jerkwads giving me a refund with your money? Of course you're not. So now I got to pay off my loans and your loans too. Do we get a cut of your future income? No, we get nothing. So the Supreme Court, of course, told Dictator Biden, that he can't do this. And because Biden's a dictator, what do dictators do? What are characteristics of a dictator? Characteristics of a dictator very clearly are usurpations of power, right? Taking power you don't have, abusing that power, ignoring constitutional or precedent law, precedent limitations on your power. Not every government has a constitution. And then stealing from people in an unethical, unequitable manner, stealing their term, and then giving it to others because you're trying to seek more power and political votes. Sounds like Joe Biden, the dictator, meets every single one of those things. Oh, he's not ignoring the Supreme Court, Dan. That's what a dictator would do. He's not? Listen to him. This is just the other day. Making basically fun of the Supreme Court, poking fun at the fact that the Supreme Court told him he can't do this. And what did he do? He did it anyway with double-barreled middle finger. Just like a dictator. Take a look.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
Well, and Dan comes back with middle finger. So remove Biden from the word dictator, insert Trump, is the media's play at this point.
Yes.
But what Dan is trying to tell you is that's the trickery that they do. Donald Trump, I can tell you, all he cares about is to secure the borders, to bring back the economy, to get the gas prices back down, to bring your grocery prices back down, not to mention your utilities around the house, get all those costs back down. He sincerely wants to do that to the country.
Right.
And get energy independent again and bring corporations back and lower the taxes so they would want to even be here in the first place, not in China or somewhere where they can get it done cheaper. So he wants to do all that, but the media is telling you he wants to be a dictator and remove Social Security.
Well, that's not true.
Not at all.
He would never do that.
He even said that in his last speech. He said in many speeches,
yeah.
I would not touch Social Security. Right. So if that's what Donald Trump's stance is, how does the media get away with every time, even today, yesterday, they're saying, you vote for Trump is a vote to lose your Social Security.
But do you know how many people are still falling for this? I have relatives that are still falling for this.
Still falling for it. They're just unable to see this. Bring them a business card to the show.
Tell them to
start watching.
We'll try.
Guys, it's time for our hope message with Dr. David Jeremiah from davidjeremiah.org. And you can go there anytime, listen to the archives. Obviously, on this show, I can't play all of the message. I can play a sound bite. And then, you know, at that point, you may be enticed to go listen to the rest of it. And I encourage you to. So it's davidjeremiah.org/radio. Or you can just go there and watch him doing it on stage. It's the same sermon, and he's got it both audio and video. I usually just take out the audio because that way I can listen to it while I'm working around the house and stuff like that. Uh-huh. It's wholesome. Let's listen in.
I hope you hear my heart on this. When we understand this, it makes the glowing ignorance of so much of Christianity really stick out and look ugly. You know, some of us, we know only enough about Christianity to carry on an intelligent conversation with another equally uninformed believer. And that sets us up for defeat. We're just waiting to be victimized by the enemy. If you want to survive the battle and weather the warfare, you got to master the truth, the whole comprehensive counsel of God, the truth of God's revelation. And so you have to ask yourself, am I involved in some kind of regular, rigorous regimen of Bible study? Do I study the Bible? If not, what in the world are you doing? Do you betray yourself by thinking Paul may have overstated the whole deal? Then you are incredibly vulnerable, and your mind, the most critical weapon you have in your battle, is braced by doctrine. Your soul is strengthened by biblical knowledge. You will be ready to fight the battle. If God's people would just take seriously the importance of knowing something and knowing his word, Satan would be thwarted and he wouldn't be able to get a foot in the door. Do you know there's actually a whole wing of Christianity where they so downplay using your mind, they actually teach their adherents to try their very best to take their mind out of play, to get sort of into a mental neutrality so that then they are open to whatever the Spirit wants to do. Ooh-wee. And you know what? When you leave a vacuum open for the Spirit, you do not know which Spirit is going to come and fill that vacuum. The Bible has nothing to say about a vacuum for the Spirit. The Bible tells us that the Word of God and the Spirit of God work together in preparing a Christian to go to war.
Yeah, unfortunately, being a Christian doesn't mean there won't be persecution for your beliefs in God and your beliefs in Jesus. They even did that to Jesus. When Jesus was going to Jerusalem, when he was in the land, healing the blind, he put clay on a man's eyes and told him now to go to the river and wash that off. And when he did, he could see again. He was blind. And then word got out. And the Pharisees are like, we can't have a guy going around taking our, glory. We're the ones that people look to, not him.
Right, creating miracles.
And he's saying he's the Son of God. Mm-hmm. They wanted to stone him to death. Mm-hmm. He had to get out of their way. He had to go another direction. So, Dr. David Jeremiah is talking about knowing the word is part of your weaponry in this battle that you're in. So if you know something in the Bible, like what I just talked about, in detail or not, if you know what took place and how they didn't like Jesus except small numbers of people who believed in him, if you know these things, then you have that weapon all the time along with the door that you leave open in your heart for the Spirit. You have the two together, and with that comes the God will give you the full body armor, the breastplate of armor and the full body armor to walk without worrying about the devil's attacks. Mm. So the devil may try to attack, but he's not going to attack somebody with the full body armor of God. Mm-hmm. He's going to attack somebody that doesn't even believe,
right,
more than anything else. And a person that has the Holy Spirit in their heart cannot be possessed by a demon. When I say the devil, I also mean the demons that followed him to the earth. He said, who's going with me? When Lucifer got cast, he said, who's going with me? And a third of the angels in heaven fell with Lucifer to become known as the devil and the demons. You can't see them, but they're there. And if you walk around with the Holy Spirit in your heart, they want no part of you. It's the other men and women you've got to worry about.
Excellent point.
Well, so moving right along, guys. And you know, on the American Freedom and God podcast, there is a point where we do what we call the health segment. And I mentioned it at the front of the show. We were talking about collagen. And, you know, Debbie, you and I have been putting some collagen in our coffee. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to find out, you know, kind of the best ones to use. You can look on the bottle and find out what, you know, if there's probiotics in the collagen. You probably don't need that. Maybe you're somebody who does. So we're looking at that. And we're taking this powder in our coffee. And I'm noticing that it's working. Mm-hmm. So as I was saying last week, it is working. We're seeing changes.
Grass-fed.
That's another thing to look for. So. Yeah. I looked up this subject with Dr. Eric Berg on the YouTube where he has all these thousands of videos. And sure enough, he's got one here called the number one collagen tip for amazing hair, nails, and skin. And I kind of went through the video and found the highlighted spot so that I could bring that sound bite. And we'll go ahead and play that, maybe comment a little bit on it. I wonder what he means by this tip for number one collagen tip that we don't know anything about. Let's see.
Glycine could even interfere with the binding of oxalates to calcium crystallization to prevent kidney stones. So that's pretty cool. So here's how someone's deficient. First of all, the diet, if you're not consuming nose to tail, if you're not eating all the things with collagen, then chances are you could be deficient because our bodies don't make enough. There's a massive demand for glycine if you're under stress, if you're taking medications, if you're drinking alcohol, if you're exposed to toxins, if your liver is working overtime to get rid of poisons for some reason. It just so happens that one third of collagen is glycine. And a real simple way to get collagen is gelatin Nox blocks. You can buy it in these packets. You can get it on Amazon. You can look it up. Put a little stevia in it and consume that on a regular basis to get your glycine. I think that's a really easy way to get your glycine. Now, you can also get a supplement with glycine. And if you do, the amounts that an average person need would range anywhere between 4 grams to 10 grams a day. Here's some other ways you can get collagen. You can do bone broth. The problem with bone broth, you'd have to have a lot of it to get enough glycine, but that's a possibility. Another way to do it is to have chicken soup, and you take the whole chicken, put it in the crock pot, and just cook it all day long and see if all this great collagen, which is very high in glycine. You can even do like pork rinds, right? Just make sure it doesn't have added MSG or other chemicals. You'd have to have a good amount of it, but it can contribute to your glycine. So in different countries, they do it differently. You know, they might, in certain countries, use, you know, just cook the entire fish with the head and everything to make their broth. Certain people have recipes for chicken feed, or they cook their bone down in some broth. So there's many different ways to get collagen. You may have heard this term, hydrolyzed collagen, right? What does hydrolyze mean? It basically means you're breaking down the protein into smaller chains. Okay, they're called peptide chains. So it's just an easier way to get your collagen because it's already broken down. And also beyond Nox Blocks gelatin, there's another great product called Great Lakes Beef Gelatin. If you do take glycine, okay, do you have to be concerned about taking too much of it? Yes, but you would have to have something like 600 grams, okay, 600 grams. We're only talking about between 4 and 10 grams a day. If possible, I would recommend taking the glycine with food, not on an empty stomach. But here's the thing. As we age, the need for glycine goes up. This could potentially help people with osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, thinning of the hair, insomnia, gout, or even kidney stones. Now, I did another video on this topic related to hair loss. If you haven't seen that one, you should check it out.
That was interesting. Nox Blocks gelatin.
Never heard of that.
I said, well, you can get it on Amazon.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. So what he's trying to tell you is that you don't have to just You can get your collagen in all these natural ways. You don't have to buy the expensive powder. So you can broth of bone.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you being the awesome chef that you are, Debbie, you tend to do stuff with the byproducts that ordinary people don't do. And we do get some bone broth out of the deal. Mm-hmm. And the food is awesome when you do stuff like that. But I have noticed that, you know, record growth in nails, my hair, I didn't bald as much as I thought I was going to bald. You know, I can't keep track of them. I hate going to get a haircut, people. It's coming soon, though. I'm going to have to get it. I'm going to turn it back to little boy haircut. But right now, I've just been letting it grow. And boy, the collagen is just kicking in on that one, too. So, but yeah, there's other ways than buying the powders are kind of expensive.
Yeah, they're pricey.
And another thing that Dr. Berg warned about is that anytime you take a supplement and turn it into a powder, it has to go through a process, and other things have to be added to it in order to actually get them peptides into that powder. So there may be some risk there or some dangers, you know, but so far we haven't had any of that, you know. And I remember not too long ago, about a year ago, my fingers went sideways while I was doing something, and boy, I had a pain down in the joint now for the next week because of it. It's almost like you broke your fingers, but you didn't. They just hurt really bad. And since we've been doing the collagen, I think that hasn't been an issue anymore. This can happen to anybody. I mean, you could grab something the wrong way and really jar up a finger or something. But what he just pointed out is the collagen peptides is your speed rail to the health of those bones. If you're not getting enough of that nutrient in your ordinary food and your meals, then you can just get the Nox blocks gelatin is one way to do it. Put a little stevia in there. I think what he's trying to say is if you don't put the stevia in there, it's very bland.
Yeah, bitter.
Probably doesn't come sweet or anything like that. He said, if you can sweeten it up, you're just like eating Jell-O.
Right.
And
you know what was pretty amazing? When he was talking about all the people that could be collagen deficient, well, that explained just about everybody out there.
Yeah.
I mean, living in modern world.
Living in modern
everybody
world.
Everybody has these things going on.
So if you stick to the little regimen, at least, you know, 3 times a week of anything that you're doing healthy, you stick to it. Oops, sorry about that. You stick to it, and what you'll find out is you'll reap the rewards. So everything from if a man wants to really be a man, then he needs that testosterone. He needs those aminos, the collagen, anything that keeps him strong. He needs to eat the red meat, the eggs, anything that keeps you sharp and strong. That way, when you go to do what men do, you are built for it and you're not just all wimpy. I remember we're walking through Publix and I felt bad for a kid. I don't know why. He's real tall. He's taller than me. But his arms just looked like a straight little stick, both of them. And so did his legs. And not that I was trying to stare. And kind of had the long 70s hair. And he just kind of had the innocent face, no hair. He wasn't growing any there yet or something. Maybe he was shaving it off. I don't know. But it didn't look that close. But he's walking by and I noticed that look. And then I thought to myself, I could not hire him. So, because at the time I'm looking for somebody to help me install a gutter or whatever. And you're going to have to get up on a ladder. You have to hold your end. You're going to have to get your drill up there and not fall off. You know, if I needed to hire, I'm trying to find somebody. I couldn't get him.
No.
There's no way I can get him. I don't know why. I just can't. I can tell by looking at him.
He wasn't built for the job, was he?
Not built for the job. Now, you might say, well, John, maybe he doesn't need that job. Maybe he's a computer programmer. That's fine. If you want to be as much of the man as you can, then there's certain things you ought to do. And working out is one of them. And working out, and I don't think the kid has ever lifted a weight. He might have, but didn't look like it. And just kind of felt bad for him. And guys, if that's you, you know, you may be totally happy with that, but just know the more you treat yourself as a male, the stronger you're going to be. If you trip and fall, you're not going to hurt yourself.
Right.
The stronger your wrist is going to be, you know, when you land. So that's what I'm trying to say. And you feel better. You feel like the man you are.
Well, it comes down to important. God built men the way they are and women the way they are. I mean, it's basic, isn't it?
And we need enlisted people. We need to enlist people in the army. And we need to, you know, if you get in there, you don't want to get sent back home because you can't cut boot camp. So the concern is there's not enough testosterone in America anymore. We're starting to lose that as a people. And that might not be chronic yet, but it could get that way.
You know, think about the way we used to play as a kid, you know, being baby boomers, all right? We were outside all day, building forts, always riding bikes, jumping,
climbing trees,
throwing stones. I mean, you name it.
Climbing the school building.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're on the roof. You know, all that little stuff that mom didn't know about. But anyway, you look at kids today, most of them don't even go out of the house.
I mean,
they're only on their little computer or their scrolling phone, or their phone or their game.
I only wish they could. Well, there's movies that depicts it. If you could look back into the day and see how people conducting themselves, like look at an older film. Well, of course, then again, it's Hollywood. But if you can get older actual footage, and it's not a movie, but it's actual footage of people walking by, like in New York or somewhere, and crossing streets, you'll notice that they're not all holding a phone in their hand as they oncoming traffic each other. Like when you're oncoming somebody today, going across the street in a city, the first thing you do is look down at your phone. Okay, did you go by yet? Okay, you went by. And then you know, comes somebody else. That's the first thing we do. It makes us feel better. We don't want to get embarrassed.
No eye contact.
No eye contact. Look at my phone. We didn't do that back in the day.
No.
So you know, it's just everything was so much more. I don't know. You could say wholesome if you ask me, but
I think you know that's probably another show. You want to talk about the power of the manipulation that's going on with these phones, and we're not even realizing.
My cue cards, baby.
Yeah,
yeah. There's things that we need to address and talk about, and always on American Freedom and God podcast, we include God and a hope message and a godly outlook. So we're not here to look down on a situation. We are here to help with any situation.
And we're discussing things as we learn them too. Like, what do you think?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, what do you think
about
that?
That point?
Because I care about the individual, even if, like, say, they're not as macho as, a man normally is. I still care about them. I'm just saying, you know, there are things we can do as a people to kind of keep the up and up where it needs to be.
Well, we have to be strong as a people too, you know?
That's right. That's right. You and I can do this again next week in the American Freedom and God podcast. And until then, guys, I hope you'll listen in. Goodbye. Believe in me, 'cause I don't believe in anything. And I want to be someone to believe, to believe, to believe. This has been the American Freedom and God podcast. Join us every week for the latest episodes. Please subscribe, rate, and review the series. Visit us and comment on a blog post at johnpfox.com. Happy listening, and remember to always show your awesome. Bye. Stupid is, stupid does.